This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North. We're looking this week at the topic of loneliness from a spiritual perspective. And as we do that today, we just want to start with some time with God and see what the Lord has to say about it. We've seen on Monday that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There are many ways that we want to be whole. We want to be living life the way God intends, but there are weaknesses in us that hold us back, and one of those weaknesses are emotional weaknesses and loneliness. God wants to meet us at that point of weakness. Yesterday we looked at the passage that says we need to forget what lies behind. What are the things that are in your past? Either things that would bolster you up and make you proud and self-sufficient, or things that have left you shattered and guarded and protecting yourself and alone. You need to leave those behind and say, God, I can't cope with these, but I'm turning to you. I'm reaching forward to what lies ahead. And I want to ask you by your Holy Spirit to move into my life and meet me at this point of need. Today we want to look at some verses in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12, starting in verse 19. It says, "Then all the people said to Samuel, 'Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, so that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins this evil by asking for ourselves a king.' And Samuel said to the people, 'Do not fear. You have committed all this evil, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And you must not turn aside, for then you would go after futile things which cannot profit or deliver, because they are futile. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you." You know, this great promise, the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. And so often, emotional weakness and inner pain can bring you to the very end of yourself. And do you know that that's a place God wants you to come to? God wants you to come to the place where you come to the end of your own inner resources, and you finally say, God, I can't, but you can, and I'm turning to you. God will not leave you alone. He will not abandon you. He is there for you. Maybe you think, no, but look what he's allowed me to go through. But do you know something? He has gone through it with you. He is there for you. If you don't sense that, it's because you are pushing him away. Instead of pushing him away and questioning his goodness, reach out to him and you will instantly find his deep ministry in your heart when you turn to him with love and trust and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I need you. Jesus has been abandoned by his friends and his family. He knows what that kind of hurt feels like. He will meet you at your point of need. Charles Stanley has said, "The good news for the Christian is that the end point of self is often the beginning point for God." How right he is. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.